something positive and a couple of notes that I want to get your reaction to. First of all, sometimes we take the presence of professional athletes in our community for granted, and we tend to overlook the good things that they do in our community. Chris Thorburn and his wife made a significant donation to his son's grade school because of the work that his son's teacher, his son has autism, has done with his child. Just a thought on that and what Chris and his wife have done.
Well, that shows you a lot about Thorbs' personality away from the rink. He's he has a bigger-than-life job on the ice, and then off the ice, he's kind and considerate and really cares about his community. And I'm not surprised to hear that donation. It's not just the money, it's the time and effort mm-hmm. they put into our community. And, these guys do a lot of this stuff behind the scenes with not looking for any recognition. And we have a lot of players like that. And, we're very fortunate as a community to have these guys in it.
Well, and you look at the Blues alumni, too, and they set the table for everybody in terms of the way that they should respond to different causes. I mean, they're very heavily involved in many, many charitable activities. Also, the other note I wanted to get your reaction to, Ken Hitchcock announces his retirement after 22 years as a head coach in the National Hockey League. He'll finish third all-time in victories, Doug.
Yeah, he's obviously a special coach and has a huge mark in our game. And I think that the biggest tribute you can give someone is not only was he a giant in his generation, but he's a giant all time in the coaching ranks, finishing third all time. And Ken and I are good friends. And the reality is he's retired from coaching, but he's certainly not retired from hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey's his life, his love, and his passion. He's going to find a way to be a positive influence in the game for many years to come.
Yeah. What's been your focus this week as you've tried to evaluate what didn't happen this year, the fact that you missed the playoffs, and then, of course, the bigger picture, looking forward and trying to correct things? Where have you tried to focus this week?
Well, this week was, we had our exit meeting on Tuesday. Then Mike Yeo and I spent Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday meeting together with each player. Then Friday we had a full day of coaches meetings. And now really I'm just going to use the next 10 days or 2 weeks to digest everything. We've got lots of information that we have to go over. And, I think the... I don't think we really needed the week to figure out where our season went awry. To me, it comes down into about three or four things. Our power play wasn't sufficient enough to win us games or steal us points in close games. I thought our home record was not nearly good enough if you want to be competing against the top teams. And that goes a whole host of things. I truly believe that this is a great community and the people that come to our games, it's not a corporate-based fan base. It's true fans, and we owe them to send them home with more smiles than we did this year. I just think that those are the two main things that really, really stick out to me with probably our overall special teams. And so those are things that we really have to address.
Has your level of confidence at all changed in terms of your views of your head coach, Mike Yeo?
No. I think Mike is a good coach. I think his track record shows that he's a good coach. I think some of the things that, some of the things that he and I have talked about, I think our lack of depth due to injuries this year, I think we had 350 man games missed or more. So that's pretty well four players every game that's out of the lineup. But other teams have that. But I guess the point I'm trying to make with that is that I don't think he had a lot of bullets in the chambers to pull good players off prime ice and put other players in there. We just didn't have the depth necessary. Our younger players like Blaze or Tage Thompson came into the league and they survived in the league, but they weren't a bullet that he could use on the top power play unit or things like that to make a move. So I think that our overall depth was challenged this year, and I think that Mike didn't have the opportunity to hold players to the level of accountability that we're going to have moving forward. One of the things that we have to do is just make sure that the one thing that we do control is ice time. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to do continue to do a good job or a better job at holding players accountable for that ice time.
There's a lot of things that go into every decision you make from a personnel standpoint. Do you regret not doing anything at the All-Star break?
Not I certainly look back on it, but then I also look back at the number of trades that were made from December 15th up until the trade deadline.
Sure.
And there wasn't a lot of movement in our league at that time. It was lack of effort or lack of phone calls or poking and prodding. But usually you don't see many mid-season trades because teams are either not giving up on their season yet or they're just going to, you know, play it out. So you see a lot of trades at the trade deadline. And the ones that were made at the deadline, we just felt we weren't in the rental market this year. Our team wasn't playing well enough, obviously, from games 33 to 62, or we just didn't have a good enough record. Would I have liked to implement a player or two to get us, squeeze us into the playoffs? Probably that would have been, in hindsight, if we could have done that. But I didn't really want to give up top prospects or draft picks to do it. So it was a chicken or the egg situation.
Sure.
At that time.
Yeah, and that's the way I preface it, the way that I do, because there's a variety of things that you have to consider. You made no bones about it earlier this week that your goaltender, Jake Allen, has got to become more consistent.
Yeah, he knows that. It's been 2 years now in a row that we've got to, the dog days of the season, and his save percentage and it hasn't been to the level it was earlier or late in the year. And that's something we have to work with. And this is a huge year. It's a huge summer for Jake. He and his girlfriend are going to be wife this summer, or expecting a child. They're getting married this summer, but his focus has to be getting ready for next season. I think we can do a better job supporting him, but he's going to have to come back and really level out those downward turns.
One final thought in about 30 seconds. If you had to describe or name an MVP, who was the MVP of the Blues this year?
Well, I would say from start to finish, you'd have to look at a player like Shen.
Yeah.
I would say our most dominant player when he was healthy was Schwartz.
Yeah.
Jaden Schwartz is sort of the engine right now for us. We had other players have good stretches. I thought Shen's best hockey was when Schwartz was healthy. So I think probably James Schwartz is the guy that I would pencil in as the one player that night in, night out was the engine for our team.
Hey, I appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to what you're going to do in the offseason here.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. That is Doug Armstrong, president of hockey operations of the St. Louis Blues. That's going to do it.